This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My brothers and sisters, who is Allah? And why should we be worshipping Him? You know, I am on earth. I have a brain, I have eyes, I have ears, I have hands, I have limbs, I have feelings, I have relatives, I have so much. I earn, I spend, and guess what? At the end of it, I die. May Allah grant us all rahmah and maghfirah, the mercy and forgiveness. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with all of us. So I was made by a supreme deity. Someone made me. And this is what makes a believer. So the believers believe that someone made them. They didn't just appear, or they didn't just come about from nothing. And this is what believers believe. Because we are so sophisticated, it's impossible for us to just appear somewhere. I mean, if I were to tell you that something has just popped up in your backyard and it's a sophisticated electronic gadget and it just came from nowhere, you would think I was crazy. Someone has to have put it there. It must have come there somehow. There is an explanation. So, in a similar way, we are more sophisticated than any gadgets. I mean, if one limb or organ fails, may Allah protect us, we would need a lot of help to try and, alleviate the pain or the suffering that is caused as a result of that organ having failed. May Allah grant cure to all those who are sick and ill. So someone made me. Now, once I realize that, okay, someone has made me and I believe that there is a supreme deity who made me, the question arises, who made me? So, is it another person who looks just like me? The answer is no, because there are millions of others, billions of others who look just like me, who cannot make someone just like me. They've never done it, they cannot do it right now, and they're not going to do it in the future. And evidence of it is, as time passes, we're learning more and more about humankind, and that's Allah's plan. Allah says, we will show you more as time passes. سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ. Allah says, we will continue showing them signs in the horizons, meaning in the creation of Allah, as well as within themselves, until it is proven beyond doubt to them that it is the truth. And according to the books of explanation of the Quran, the term it here is referring to the Quran itself, the revelation. The revelation is the truth. It has come to you with a lot, and Allah will prove it as time passes that each and everything that He taught you is actually the truth. Sometimes you might have science proving something contradictory for a while, and after a decade or more, or a century or more or less, science will just apologize because it has a new finding, and that new finding will then be in conformance to what was revealed. So Allah says, we're going to show this to you as time passes.